This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about tuning out the noise. Recently, we talked about how trust and peace go hand in hand. In other words, when we trust God, a peaceful state should follow. We use Peter's arrest as an example. Recall that Peter was surrounded by 18 armed guards, yet he slept. But sometimes the need to find peace and to be at rest extends beyond a good night's sleep. We should also strive for peace in the midst of chaos. This is what David did when he confronted Goliath. So when we read the scriptures, we learn that the Philistines were on one side and the Israelites were on the other side as David is making his way down into the valley to confront Goliath. It feels like this vast noise is going on inside this valley. So as the football season is upon us, I envision a football stadium filled with the fans on each side. But instead of these fans cheering, they are expressing loud and chaotic cries of fear and worry. But David is steady in his approach, and he keeps moving towards Goliath. He is able to tune out the noise while standing in his moment of stillness. We know this to be the case because, think about it, if his hand would not have been still, he would not have been able to strike Goliath with such precision. If he would have been shaking like a leaf, he would have likely missed. So David teaches us how empowered we can become when we stand in the center of our serenity, and sometimes this may even be amidst chaos. So as you think about that, cling to these words, "Be still and know that I am God." Psalm 46:10. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, tune out the noise.